Hey, how y'all doing? Back in another episode of the It Factor Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jeremy Robinson. And today we have someone special. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, hi everyone. My name is Diamond. I'm a second-year biomedical engineering PhD student at the University of Southern California. I attended North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University for undergrad, where I double majored in biological engineering and applied math. And I'm from Bowie, Maryland, DMV, PG County.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So with that, how are you doing mentally, physically, and emotionally?
Presently, I'm great. God is good. I think this week has been pretty chill. And yeah, I just feel blessed. Like I have a great friend surrounding me and not too much stress going on with school. So yeah, I'm good.
Got you. So what led you into want to be a STEM major? Like, did you want to be a STEM major at an early age, or it hit you when you got to college? How did that happen for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think so in fifth grade, before I wanted to do STEM, like I wanted to be a journalist. Like I wanted to be like a anchor woman. But in fifth grade, actually both of my grandmothers, they battled cancer. And so I remember just being like super like invigorated, like, I'm gonna cure cancer. What do I need to do to cure cancer? And I remember my science teacher was like, oh, okay, like biomedical engineering will probably help you do that. And so from that point on, I was like, okay, well, that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I have to study to cure cancer. That's what I'm gonna do. And so I would definitely say fifth grade, yeah. Elementary school, that's when I decided STEM was for me.
All right, cool. So way back then, for me, it was high school. I got to go on
Okay.
trips and go to NASA and different things like that. And I was like, I think I can do this. I believe I can do this, you know.
Definitely. Yeah. And then I loved science and math, so it just made sense.
Same. I
Yeah.
was good at it. I was good at it. I was struggling at it. Then I became good at it.
Yeah, that's
Crazy
how
how
it usually goes.
it
You get like excited by the challenge, and then I feel like that's when people know, okay, I
Right.
can do this. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. So, and I will say, so you attended ANT, and then after ANT, you're now at USC. Tell me the various differences of those schools and like, how is it now? What, that's undergrad versus you. You talk a
Yeah.
lot about jumping over masters and going to PhD, which is dope. So,
Yeah.
what's that for you?
Oh, thank you. I see you looked at my page, validated
Oh,
PhD. I appreciate that.
I've been doing this since 2019. So you do that, you get in a little thing called research.
That's good. That's
You
good. That's good. See, a lot of people have been in the industry for years, still haven't got that tip. That's brilliant. So to answer your first question, the difference between undergrad at ANT and then the PhD at USC. I mean, obviously, USC is not a historically Black college
Right.
or university. So I definitely feel like that is different. I mean, I don't think I was cult it was a culture shock for me. I kind of knew what I was getting myself into. I think USC is, I guess, bigger by size, but because ANT is the largest HBCU, it kind of feels like the same. Like even though like on the HBCU scale, ANT is the biggest, and on USC, like the, I guess the public school PWI scale, USC is kind of small. I feel like that middle ground is kind of like, oh, I didn't really feel like it was super big. Other than that, I think the main difference in terms of like classes, I think ANT, I don't know if it's like a Black people thing, but I definitely felt a sense of like community. Like when I was taking classes, like, okay, we may struggle through this, but we're gonna struggle together, right? And then when I took classes here, it's just like every man for themselves. So I think those are the most like, pinpoint type features I can say that are different. I think USC does have a lot of resources, but also I think ANT had a lot of resources and I got a lot from ANT too. So it really is subjective. But you definitely do feel the disparity in resources when it comes to like funding and like free things that you get here just from being a student. So that's one thing that I would love to, when I get rich, make sure ANT, all HBCUs are up to par with that. Yeah.
Got you. And also like you making that jump from not going to get a master. What made you say, you know, I'm gonna get my PhD, I ain't gotta get my master's, like, why I gotta
Yeah.
do that? What made you do that?
So I want to be an astronaut. That's also another reason why I wanted to go into STEM.
Okay.
And in order to be an astronaut, you have to have a graduate degree.
Right.
And I knew that, well, I was taught like in one of my internships in undergrad that you don't pay for STEM PhDs. And so I'm like, if it's free, I'm doing that. And so master's can be free, but it's much harder to get a master's for free than it is to get a PhD. A STEM PhD is always going to be free. Like nobody pays for a STEM PhD out of their pocket. That's like literally impossible unless you're a millionaire or whatever. And so for me, that just made more sense. Like, okay, if I need a graduate degree, I'm going to go with the one that's free. And then I already wanted to be a doctor at some point. So it was just like, might as
Might
well get out of
well.
the way. Why would I waste 2 years on a master's when I can literally still qualify for a master's? Because right now I can still get a master's along the way for free. So I think that's like an unknown fact that a lot of people don't know, especially like African American kids. And I try to put everyone on, like, if you want a master's, I'm not saying, maybe I shouldn't say that. I was gonna say some people don't do this. I'm not doing this. But some people get accepted into the PhD program, and then after they do like their first 2 years completing all their courses that allow them to qualify for a master's, they just master out. So it's kind of like they finesse the system. That's very much so frowned upon, but I'm not saying it's not impossible.
Right.
So yeah, that's one little, if you know type tip.
Yes, indeed. So you got me up to something, man. I've been looking for if I were to get my PhD, it would be I want to do some artificial intelligence. And I always be like a lot of my older frat brothers be like, man, your PhD gonna be free either way. Like if
Right.
you gonna do it, you gotta do it right. And so hearing that from you is more validation. So hey, maybe one of these days, so I can be Dr.
Definitely go for it. Just apply. Just see. Just see what PIs reach out to you,
Right,
and
definitely
just
should.
apply from there.
Definitely.
I agree.
So, and I'll say, what is your it factor then? Why you do what you do?
Like, why do I do what I do in terms of like pursuing a PhD or?
You know what? We ain't talking PhD right now. That's it.
Okay,
We
I
talking
think.
you. Talking diamond.
Okay, diamond. Well, I think a big motivating factor behind a lot of the things that I do is to create opportunity, like opportunities that put myself in a position to create more opportunities for the people I love and the people around me. And what I mean by that, for example, like I'm a firm believer that college or schooling or grad school, everything that has to do with school should be for the sole purpose of like creating more opportunities for yourself. I think a lot of people pigeonhole themselves early on. And I think people ask me all the time, like, why are you getting a PhD? I'm like, because that'll allow me to qualify for a lot more jobs. Like I said, you can't be an astronaut without this. Think about like your chancellors, your presidents of universities. Like you have to have a graduate degree. So it's like I wanted to create a life for myself where like it's like this. I can continue to do whatever I want to do and I'm not limited in any way. And then I also think that like a symptom, not a symptom, but just an add-on to that also allows me to be in rooms or positions where I can create more opportunities for other people to not feel pigeonholed as well.
Definitely.
So yeah, I think that's my it factor, just being dynamic, always like striving for more, like never being okay with settling and like going after everything I want.
Got you. You're definitely not sudden. You went from getting your undergraduate degree to getting a PhD. You don't hit it a lot, especially
Thank
not black people. So I congratulate you for that. Even from seeing
you.
your page, I was like, shoot, man, the more people need to see this because I think a lot of times, like you said, a lot of us go to school. A lot of people even ask me now, like, hey, man, you went to school for computer science, you got a master's in education, then you got, how you was able to do that? And why you did this? It's like, hey, look, man, I'm getting to a place to where one of these days, not even just having these degrees, but it's going to be able to open up doors for other people to see. Oh,
Exactly.
Jeremy did it. I can do it too. But also, I can
Exactly.
open up different jobs, different things for people to be able to do.
Exactly.
So,
You hit
definitely,
it.
I
I
commend
100% agree.
you.
I
So,
agree.
why would you say it's important for youth, to be involved with STEM, starting at that early age?
I think kind of along the lines of what I was saying before, like, I think you should put yourself in a position where you can have as many opportunities as possible. And I feel like STEM is one of those, whatever science, technology, engineering, math, whatever one of those you choose, you can literally flip it however you want. Like, for example, people tell me like, oh, I'm not interested in science and math. Like, I want to go into business. I'm like, do industrial systems engineering. That's literally like the business engineering. Like, people may not want to think they like engineering. They want to be a doctor. I'm like, well, do biomedical engineering. You can go to med school later if you feel like you want to. You still be qualified. Or you may realize that you don't want to do that and you still have like all these careers. You can work for Pfizer, Johnson and Johnson. So like, I feel like from my personal experience and opinion, that STEM is the only like industry or category when you can like flip it, finesse it however way you want to go. So if you change your mind down the road, you're fine.
You're right about that. And then with you being a fellow NASA employee as well, I worked at NASA back in 2015, so that was a cool
Nice.
experience, life changing. Now in Huntsville, Alabama,
Yeah.
how was that experience for you? And how did it when you went back to A&T, man? How you felt? Because I know I felt different when I went back to Clark. I thought I worked at.
Yeah. I feel like that experience really just kind of like set the fire even more ablaze that like I still wanted to be an astronaut. I think when you tell people who are not really privy to like that life or that industry or like aerospace, they just go off like what you see on TV and like all these movies. Like people, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be an astronaut. They're like, okay, like, do we stop? No, we stopped saying that in kindergarten. But it was so funny. Like when I went to NASA, I would be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be an astronaut. They'd be like, oh, okay, you should talk to so and so. Like it was so natural for them to be like, oh yeah, like almost everybody here has applied for the astronaut program. It was such a normal with it. And I think that was just like validating for me. Like, this is not crazy. Like, this is not as crazy as y'all think that this is. So I think going back to A&T, it definitely gave me more motivation in like my classes and like to see how everything was really related because I feel like that NASA experience gave me context that I needed and like the push and environment that I need to get to where I want to go.
I will say the same happened to me. I got back and I definitely was like, oh, I see why we're doing this. I see why this is important. And then I had
Right.
people to pull me to the side and was like, this is the reason why this line of like this or like some of the development courses I was taking in computer science. I was like, oh, I get it now. My professor was
Right.
like, oh, you acting a little different than last year. I was like, yeah, man, I had a job. You get a job, open
Right.
your mind to other stuff. So definitely. So, what's something you would like to see change the world? It can be anything, something you would like to see like be done away with, if it could be
Oh, like
anything.
ultimately, like
Anything.
world hunger. That's easy. Like
Definitely.
that is one of the things that really annoys me because we have enough resources, we have enough food and money for no for everyone in the world to get the nourishment that they need. So I feel like that's just one of those things where it's like we have everything we need to solve it. We're literally just not solving it. I guess I don't know if selfishness or what, but that really grieves me because especially like as a biomedical engineer, so many diseases and so many like adverse conditions are a result of like lifestyle changes. And one of the biggest ones is like either lack of food or not the right nutrition. And I feel like that would cause such a trickle-down effect and really like decrease the mortality just from a simple fix that we can literally do. So yeah, don't get me started because that really I don't get it. Like world hunger and war hunger.
Yeah, I'm with you on that because I don't get it. I mean, my last thing I say about that is that, like, there's so many restaurants that I remember, like, I remember Dunkin'. I had a friend that worked there, and they dump out so many donuts. And I'm like,
Yeah.
granted, that's donuts, but still, that's food. Like, you could
Yeah.
be giving this away to people or something like that, even restaurants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me and my viewers about the Melanated PhD page, how to get to you. And why is your page important?
Yeah. So Melanated PhD was basically birthed out of a internship that I had. Like they tasked me with the to make like a PowerPoint and do some research on, I guess, why Black people do not pursue PhDs. And to kind of, I guess since I was there, I was able to get perspective on why. Like I know there's a lot of trauma when it comes to, student loan debt. And also like how the educational system is like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just the disparity, and I feel like sometimes it's a cultural bias against, African Americans. And so that from that project, I was like, wait, this is actually information that needs to get out there. And so that's why I started the platform. But then it was actually called Higher Degree first, and then I changed it to Melanated PhD because my target audience is Black and Brown youth. And then even when I started my program, I realized that it's not many of me out here. So I wanted it to be kind of like a hub for other PhD students, Black, Brown, and also in general to like have a source of like encouragement, but also, I don't know, place to feel seen. So that's where Melanated PhD came from. And like the vision for, I would love it to like eventually become like a national platform, a nonprofit, and like a mentorship slash like scholarship organization. But yeah, that's definitely down the line. But that's the goal.
Well, stick to that goal, man. Like, definitely stay into it. You need any help with it, let us know. And
Okay,
again,
I really will. Because
okay.
the impact of the podcast
We out here in these streets. We everywhere,
going up. Yeah.
So yeah, before we do close, when it's all said and done, what would you like to be remembered for?
Good question. What would I like to be remembered for? I think I would want my legacy to be like someone who like lived their life that was like proof that like God existed and that God is real and that God is good. I think that would be like the best legacy I could leave, just like
Got you.
evidence of his glory. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. I'm gonna tell you what, man, you're already doing that because you're doing some of the things that a lot of our people don't do. I haven't met that many people, even from even interviewing over 100 some people, well, since 2019. I haven't met that many people that even got the mindset to think like outside the box. And I would say for you to go get a STEM PhD, you're thinking way outside the box because a lot of people, we set ourselves up for that next year, better than
Yeah.
the next 10 to 20 years. So
Exactly.
I congratulate you for that.
Thank
I
you.
know
Thank you for
God is
saying.
working in your life because you're gonna be fine. Everything that come up, you're gonna be fine. Definitely.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Yes, indeed. So would you happen to have any questions for me?
When are you applying for your PhD program?
Oh wow, man. Y'all
Need
stay
to.
on me, man. I don't know. I'm gonna look into it. I'm gonna do that. That's
You should. And like you said, I'm here to help in whatever way I can. But I think couldn't hurt.
definitely.
And another question, I would guess to kind of flip it, like what inspired you to start the It Factor podcast?
So basically, I was in college, and years ago when I went to Clark, and I was just like, God, if you get me through these classes, I was feeling like computer science class. And again, I always was on YouTube or looking, and I'm like, ain't no black dude on here. I gotta listen to, I'm at HBCU and I gotta listen to another race dude tell me about computer science. Then I gotta figure it out. And I was like, hey, I was praying. And I was like, God, if you get me through this, I don't know what it looked like, how it looked like, but I'm gonna help some other people. And as time went, you graduate, you say those things, and then you graduate. And you're like, oh, thank you, God, let me graduate. But I tell
Yeah.
you, every time I tried to say I was gonna do something, it's like I had created a logo and I looked at it and I talked to my friends and I said, they're both in media. And I was like, man, I think I'm gonna start a show. He's like, yeah, man, you love mean people. And my wife was like, hey, you love mean people at the time. So we were
Yeah.
just talking. And then Courtney was just like, hey, you should start a show. And everybody, I'm like, oh, okay, I know people.
Well,
So as
see,
time
that's what
went,
happens. You have a good woman beside you.
her, my friends, everybody was like pouring into it. And then every time I thought about, I ain't never thought about quitting it. But every time I thought about, oh, I'm gonna take a long break, I'm gonna do this, always someone like email me back, like, hey man, can I come up? Hey, can I do? And it's like, all right, cool,
Wow.
man. All the
Yeah.
good positive things that the show had brought to me, I feel like it's a part of my purpose now because a lot of things that I do is how I meet people, how I get in the room with different people and do different things. And it's just fun. Definitely fun.
That's so good. Because I think it really is inspiring because I think a lot of people look at STEM people, like that industry, and feel like, okay, if you're STEM, you can't be into media, or you can't be like dynamic and like into, like I said, I wanted to be a news anchor woman before I did STEM. So like I definitely, to be honest, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to go to a school in LA, because I wanted to be around that, because I know that's something I'm passionate about too. Like, and I don't think you have to choose. I think you can do both. And I feel like the It Factor podcast is proof of that. Like you said, you were inspired to do this from your coding background in school, but like this is a
Do
show.
everything now. Do all
Right,
kinds
exactly. And
of
you can. So
was an
I think that's
athlete,
awesome.
able to bring athletes on, able to bring doctors,
Exactly.
lawyers. E-Day, the profession, I had to bring it on. To even now, I went to a sports event with my line brother last week, and I'm handing my cards on and stuff like that. People like, yeah, one of the guys stopped me from the LA Rams. He's like, "Man, what you do outside of this?" And I was like, "I'm an engineer." And
Wow.
he was like, "That's what's up. So you do a show in you?" I was like, "Yeah, man, you just have
Yeah.
to do the things you want to do, because I love to interview these people. Like, I love to like do this stuff, and like I feel like it's a way to make change in the world so that somebody can see, like, dang, he an engineer, but oh, he just interviewed Chris Paul. Oh, that's lit, bro. Like, or he
Right.
just
Wait, that'd
interviewed
be Chris
Diamond,
Paul?
dog. Oh yeah, I did that last week, you know. So, yeah. So
That's tough.
I can tell you, because when this come out, see,
Oh,
like,
okay. We'll cut, edit this part out. Okay,
and I can tell you because we good. But yeah,
good.
last week.
That is so cool. I love that. That's amazing.
So you've been on a show with Chris Paul, been on too.
I'm honored. Like, I'm truly honored. Okay. Like,
Definitely.
do I need to get your autograph?
Huh?
Do I need to get your autograph?
I got to see what I'm gonna do is we're gonna get the book in your
Okay.
hand
Okay, gotcha.
and
Gotcha.
we
Gotcha.
do
No
it.
problem.
You feel me? Because
No, but thank you
my
for having
family know your family. And there we
me.
go.
That's
We
true.
all family.
We basically related at this
Right. Because when I told Courtney he was coming on the show, Courtney was like, "You know them?" I was like, "Yeah, I think. Yeah, I remember her. I do." Then once I seen your pictures and stuff, we follow each other. I was like, "Yeah, I know her. Yeah." Because I think either her, Mama Keena, or someone was telling me about you a while ago, engineering. Because once we say the engineers, you know, it's a
Yeah.
small
Yeah.
group. But so soon to be big group, but small group.
Exactly.
So once
Yep.
I do hear that. But no, it's been nice interviewing you, man. And I look forward to see your journey and just staying in touch with each other. But if you need anything,
Awesome.
I'll definitely reach out. But I'm going to reach out to you about that PhD, though, soon.
Okay. No problem. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.